Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, the Augusta Westland money laundering case is likely to take a crucial turn today, with the accused, Rajiv Saxena, recording an important statement before the PMLA court in Delhi. The 3,600 crore corruption case, which came to light in 2013, involved money which was paid to middlemen and Indian officials in the year 2006 and 7 towards the purchase of helicopters for high-level politicians. Saxena, who is a director of two Dubai-based firms, which is the UHY Saxena and the Matrix Holdings, along with another accused, was extradited from Dubai on 31st of January, after which he was sent to a four-day custody of the Enforcement Directorate the same day. The court had earlier marked Saxena's plea before the court of the Chief Metropolitan Magistrate on 2nd of March for recording of his disclosure statement. However, additional chief Samar Vishal put up the matter for 5th of March after the alleged middleman told the court on Saturday that he was not feeling well. Saxena had moved a plea to become an approver in the case on 2nd of March and told the court that he had no intentions to not cooperate. In December last year, Christian Michel and another alleged middleman was extradited to India from Dubai. Michel is a popular British consultant who was allegedly hired by Augusta Westland to influence top-ranking officials in the Indian Air Force and the UPA government to help secure the 3,000 crore deal for the company. Next up, an All India Band has been called by tribal and Dalit rights organizations demanding for the promulgation of two ordinances to secure their rights that have been affected by Supreme Court decisions. The first is to secure the forest rights of tribals and the second to ensure fair representation in UGC faculty posts. Among the other demands that are going to be raised is the establishment of an Indian judicial system under Article 312 of the Constitution for the recruitment in higher judiciary posts in order to include the SCs, STs, OBCs and the minorities. A protest will take place today from Mandi House in the capital to the Parliament Street. With this, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories that you may have missed. In the first press conference since the 26th February airstrikes on Pakistan, Air Chief Marshal B.S. Dhanoa on Monday has said that the Air Force is not in a position to clarify how many people were targeted. "We don't count human casualties, we count what targets have been hit or not," Dhanoa said. His comments come amid a political slugfest between the opposition party leaders and the centre over claims of the number of terrorists hit in the airstrike. On Sunday, BJP Chief Amit Shah came ahead and claimed that more than 250 terrorists were killed without the Indian Air Force suffering any losses. Meanwhile, Congress party leaders, including Digvijay Singh, have demanded that the centre provides proof of the strikes. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday reaffirmed his stand to weed out terrorists and said that it's our principle that we will enter their house and hit them. Next up, the Central Committee of the CPIM has finally put its seal of approval on the wishes of the party's state wing to forge a seat-sharing arrangement with the Congress in West Bengal for the Lok Sabha elections. This will be done to simultaneously take on the BJP and the Trinamool Congress. In a statement which was issued by the party's Central Committee, which is also meeting in Delhi on the 4th or the 5th of March, the party said that it proposes no mutual contest in the present six sitting Lok Sabha seats currently held by the Congress and the Left Front. This decision has been taken despite the Congress's perceptible key role in the so-called Mahagathbandhan of the opposition parties in the run-up to the polls, of which Trinamool Supremo Mamata Banerjee is a crucial part. Next up, in Orisha, by Ajan Jay Panda, who quit Naveen Patnaik's Biju Janata Dal last year, has joined the BJP on Monday. Soon after joining the party, Panda met BJP President Amit Shah. In a tweet, Panda said that months of introspection and widespread consultations with his colleagues and the public has led him to take the decision. He further added that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he intends to serve Odisha and the country to the best of his ability. Now, the BJP has identified Odisha as one of its priority states ahead of the polls. It's also important to note that in 2017 state rural elections, the BJP had emerged as the second largest party, putting the Congress to the third spot. Now, on the international front, US President Donald Trump on Monday has said that he intends to end India's preferential treatment under a program that allows $5.6 billion worth of Indian exports to enter the United States duty-free. Trump, who has vowed to reduce US trade deficits, has repeatedly called out India for its high tariffs. He said that he is taking this step after intensive engagement between the US and the government of India, and that he has determined that India has not assured the US that it will provide equitable and reasonable access to the markets of India. India is the world's largest beneficiary of the GSP program, and ending its participation would be the strongest punitive action against the country since Trump took office as the President of the United States in 2017. Right, with this, we reach to an end of today's podcast, but we'll be back again tomorrow, same time, with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.